Last year, my teacher told me about the Model UN, and then I went to the workshop. I was very fascinated and I was so excited about it because it came at the right time. And when finally I started doing the research, I was just so enlightened and I was so excited about it that I put my all into it. So I came across it with my teacher and at school with debating.
What is it that really excited you about Model UN?
What excited me was just learning about other countries' policies and other countries' stances and the different topics and the different current affairs that I got to embark on when I was doing my own research and everything. So I was just enlightened by the fact that there's a bigger world out there than what I was used to.
Before getting involved with the Model UN, were you aware of what the United Nations does?
No, all I knew was the United Nations was just this body that's supposed to sort of save the world. I didn't really know too much about what it was actually about and in detail. So I just knew like a general background on what the UN was supposed to do.
Now tell me about some of the activities that you are involved with in your UN, I mean Model UN in your school.
Model UN at my school, what we do, we have like these sessions every Wednesday where we get a book and then our teacher gives us topics and tells us to read about current affairs on that specific topic to come back the next week and debate a different country and talk about that country's stance and that country's policy.
And then tell me about what you have learned from these activities.
I've learned, as I've said before, about different countries' stances and different countries' policies and that there's a bigger world out there than what I was used to. I've also learned a little bit more about the UN, something that I didn't know before I actually did the Model UN. So I also learned about teamwork and just learning about different people and different backgrounds.
And of course, you are here in New York.
Being in New York with all these different people, I got to see the Minister of Labor Relations, which was really exciting. And just to be here in the UN building itself is just an amazing experience. And I'm so enlightened and so happy to be here.
Tell me about your visit here.
Well, right now we're in New York to participate with the international conference. And I am in the committee. I'm debating the Social, Humanitarian and Cultural Committee. So our two topics are about the ethics and the legality of journalists and women in conflict zones, the violence against women in the conflict zones, and also just about violence against journalists in different zones as well.
Is this a serious problem in South Africa?
In South Africa, I don't really believe that there's violence against journalists. I feel that we give our journalists a lot of space and a lot of freedom, but I think that we treat them just as normal civilians. In South Africa, we don't have a war going on, so there's no situation where there's like a conflict zone. However, I feel that the violence against women, such as domestic violence and sexual violence, has escalated enormously in our country.
Now, are other students in South Africa, students of your age, aware of what the UN does?
I don't really think they would know too much about the UN. I feel like that even myself, I didn't know too much about it until I actually got involved with the UN. I feel that the Education Africa really has reached out, but I also feel like kids don't really know too much about it, and that's maybe a sad thing about not knowing too much about this program and what it offers.
What about teachers?
Teachers, this program entails underprivileged and privileged schools, so the underprivileged schools that get involved, the teachers do know about it and they do sort of get involved in it. However, those are the schools that actually get involved. The other schools probably don't, and that's, as I said, something that's very sad.
Now, what is it that you think you're going to bring back home after this trip to the US?
At my school, hopefully, I'm going to be getting involved with the UN like practices at my school every Wednesday. So I'm going to be helping the kids at school. I'm going to be tutoring and all that and offering all my expertise and also just general knowledge and things that I've learned, because one day I actually hope that I'm going to end up working as a human rights lawyer.
Oh, so diplomacy is one of the areas that you are eyeing.
Yes, that's one of the things that I'd love to do one day, is be a human rights lawyer, even to work in the Social Humanitarian Committee one day.
I wish you all the luck.
Thank you so much.